In this bulletin, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne meets with the Thai government to discuss refugee cases of interest to Australia. A Victorian man faces court after being arrested for sending asbestos-filled packages to embassies around the country. And in tennis, Australia's Alex de Minaur and Ashley Barty progress to the semi-finals of the Sydney International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cosletto. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is yet to make a decision about whether to grant asylum to the teenage Saudi woman detained in Thailand. Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kanoon was stopped at a Bangkok airport by Thai authorities earlier this week. She says she ran away from her family and fears for her life if forced to return home. The Australian government will consider taking Ms. Al-Kanoon in after the UNHCR referred her case to Australia. Senator Payne says Australian officials are looking at Ms. Al-Kanoon's case.
I'm not going to comment on the details of those matters, which are, of course, the responsibility of the Department of Home Affairs. But what I can say is to restate my observations that following the UNHCR referral, Australia is now going through the steps that we are required to do in relation to the assessment process. And then when that is complete, announcements can be made.
South Australia is preparing for a six-day heat wave that is set to test the durability of the state's electricity network. Very hot conditions are forecast every day until Thursday of next week, with the temperature set to peak at 42 degrees in Adelaide next Wednesday. In some regional centres, the temperature could get even higher. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the necessary precautionary investigations regarding the state's energy grid have been made, and it is expected to cope with the extreme weather. South Australia has suffered from blackouts before, most notably in 2016. A Victorian man has faced court after being arrested over the sending of asbestos-filled packages to embassies, high commissions and consulates of various countries in Melbourne, Sydney and Canberra. The 48-year-old was arrested at his home in Shepparton, northeast of Melbourne. He's been charged with sending dangerous articles to be carried by a postal service. 38 packages are believed to have been sent, with 29 of them being recovered by police so far. Authorities allege the substances in the packages were sourced from the man's Shepparton home. They say they are still trying to establish a motive. To overseas, and United States President Donald Trump says he didn't smash a table and storm out of a meeting with his political opponents, but he probably should have. Mr. Trump left the meeting yesterday with Democratic Party leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi after they reiterated that they would not give him the funding for his proposed wall at the United States' southern border with Mexico. The refusal of U.S. Congress to fund the wall has led to a partial shutdown of the U.S. federal government, which has now been going on for 3 weeks. Mr. Trump claims Democrats are not supporting his proposed wall because they don't care about the crime caused by illegal immigrants.
I don't have temper tantrums. I really don't. I very calmly walked out of the room. I didn't smash the table. I should have, but I didn't smash the table. The Democrats, which I've been saying all along, they don't give a damn about crime. They don't care about crime. They don't care about gang members coming in and stabbing people and cutting people up.
The British opposition is calling on the government to call an election if it cannot get its Brexit deal through Parliament next week. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says his party will vote against Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal in Parliament. Ms. May has previously ruled out calling an election if her Brexit deal is not passed. But Mr. Corbyn says if Ms. May won't call an election in that case, his party will try and force one by moving a no-confidence motion in Parliament. Now to sport, and both of Australia's number one ranked male and female tennis players have progressed to the semi-finals at the Sydney International Tournament. Ashley Barty was victorious against world number 12 Belgium's Elise Martens, winning 6-3, 6-3. The victory comes only one day after she upset world number one Simona Halep. Meanwhile, Australia's top-seeded male player, Alex de Minaur, has continued his winning streak, defeating fellow Australian Jordan Thompson 7-6, 6-3. De Minaur made the finals of the Sydney International last year, but was unable to claim the title. He has told the Nine Network he has been happy with his performances.
It's always really tough to play our mate and a guy that I've grown up with and pretty much seen as a big brother to me. So look, there was a lot of outside factors coming into this match. Nerves playing another Australian is all tough, but I'm very happy that I was able to get the win. I managed to stick tough and managed to fight back, so very proud of my efforts.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 28 degrees. Adelaide, very hot and sunny, 39. In Melbourne, sunny, 32 degrees. Hobart, morning shower, 229. In Canberra, showers with a possible storm, 29 degrees. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. In Sydney, possible shower, 28 degrees. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 30. In Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31 degrees. Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 31. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto. This is SBS News.